All right, we'll get rolling. For today, I'll hit you up on, like we always do, a couple of guys who had some black jerseys for us that I thought really did a good job. Sean Weatherspoon defensively was really one that set it off on Wednesday to help JT Jones, Nick Williams, and Brian Hill. I thought all really did their part to make sure this week was going to be about us and about how we wanted to go about it. We've put some extra emphasis on our third down, on our red zone work. You know, we like the work that the guys put in this week in terms of their preparation, they're getting ready. All week we've, had the focus on us. We understand who we're playing, but at the end, our execution, our mindset of how we play, that's so important for us to make sure our identity really comes through strongly. So injury-wise, we're in pretty good shape. Duke Riley won't play. He's back running. He's getting closer, but he's not there yet. And the only other person I think that's questionable is Andy Levitre. Past that, we're in pretty good shape.
Matt kicked today.
He did. Yep. That's correct. Yep. Matt kicked, did fine, did look strong, and, you want to make sure you could hit it like he does. And the only way to really test that is to go after it hard. So he looked good.
And the V-Train, where were you?
I would probably list him the fact that he's never missed a game in the whole time, that I'd list him under that category.
And, Coach, I know you all were focusing on yourself this week,
yep.
But the big news yesterday was the running backs not playing on Sunday.
Yep.
How did you try to keep them on focus?
You know what? I recognize the question because I can see where you go. Our team's we're pretty pissed about how we can play better. So we didn't, put a whole lot of, information about – the opponent and how that would be the factor. We recognize the guy's a good player, don't get me wrong. But I can't tell you enough how much our focus was going to be about us and our way that and style that we want to play. So I hope when everybody sees us play, that identity really comes across clearly. As far as how they'll go for that, differently, like most teams, there's guys that are there ready to, step into the roles and how they feature those players in the new roles. But he definitely took a big part of their offense. Took a lot of their reps. He was a big part of what, played a lot at the running back spot.
Coach, what did you see from Julio today?
Well, we worked a good bit on our red zone and our third down. So we featured him in those roles today. He looked explosive coming out, trying to go through the stuff. So we didn't give him tons of reps, but, he's banked his 10,000 hours in terms of his reps. But we wanted to make sure it's always the ones that he and Matt both need that are game plan specific to this week. And so that's what we started off today. So he had a good start to the day.
Something that Ricardo told me yesterday about Dez Bryant was just that once he and Terrence Williams get the football, it's not like they're just your basic receivers. They
Correct.
Got to turn to running back.
They do.
Try to get those extra yards. Is that, I guess, an aspect of his game that really stands out?
Yeah, and they have good players that they really talk about a lot, but you're right about Terrence is one that when you watch the tape, he's a good player. And he might not get the notoriety that some of his teammates may, but he is a good player. And some of the guys who have aggressive hands to go catch the ball when they're contested, they're a factor to deal with because that's in our team, think of a guy like Mo Sanu. When the ball is in close to guys, in that area, he really aggressively goes after it. And that's one of the parts of Dez's game through the years that I've really respected. They can throw a ball up high, and he'll aggressively go get it. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up with the TAPS program that we do. This event that we do here is a really special one. And so beginning tonight, there'll be 63 families here from TAPS, which is the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. And in the game on Sunday, every player will have an initial of a sticker, and they'll put on their helmet in honor of that family's fallen hero. And they'll actually come to practice tomorrow and meet that player, that they're playing with and get a chance for the family to let the player know this is who you're playing for. And so for us, that's our way as a team to give back to those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And that weekend, having them here, they'll be coming, like I said, tonight and being a part of our practice tomorrow. And then you'll see them also on the field holding the flag on Sunday for the game. So it's a special weekend because it's our way to connect back to them and our way to show their respects. And our way to do that is through football. And that's what we do. So we're looking forward to having those families here and being a part of it. I know the players are as well. So when you see those initials on the helmet, you'll know who they're playing for in this game.
And Coach, how we just saw Cam Newton, and now you're getting Dak Prescott. I mean, maybe two different styles. Were there any similarities there?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think the similarities, you could say, because of the mobility of quarterbacks. Everybody's got their own unique style in some ways. What I think, Prescott does good, he can extend plays. And I liken him to some of the guys from the NFC North. You know, you've seen that from Rodgers, who can extend a play. You've seen that from Matt Stafford, who can. So there's not as many designed runs that go to him. I'm not saying he doesn't get carries or scramble to go. But to me, he's able to, want to stay in the passer and then become a runner, not necessarily some plays a runner first.